徐汇区2018年初三英语第二学期模拟练习四。
Part 1. Listening. 1. Listening comprehension. A. Listen and choose the right picture.
1. We have done a lot to deal with the problem of air pollution.
Two. With a dictionary, you can understand these stories better and more quickly.
Three. Danny ate too many sweets yesterday and has toothache now.
Four. In a group discussion, students work together and share ideas.
Five. Fireworks are not allowed to be played in the city centre during the spring festival.
Six. Did you watch the skiing competition in this Winter Olympics?
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
7. Jessica, which dress do you like better, the white one or the red one?
Dad, I've got a red one. I want a blue dress this time.
Question. What colour of the dress does Jessica want now? Jessica, which dress do you like better, the white one or the red one?
Dad, I've got a red one. I want a blue dress this time.
Question. What colour of the dress does Jessica want now?
Eight. There's a new movie on tonight about Chinese soldiers. Shall we see it together?
Of course. Let's invite Jenny. She is a fan of the movie star.
Question. How many of them will see the movie tonight? There's a new movie on tonight about Chinese soldiers. Shall we see it together?
Of course. Let's invite Jenny. She is a fan of the movie star.
Question. How many of them will see the movie tonight?
Nine. What do you want to be in the future, Maria?
I want to be a dentist. What about you?
I enjoy reading detective stories, and maybe a policeman in the future.
Question. What does Maria want to be in the future?
What do you want to be in the future, Maria?
I want to be a dentist. What about you?
I enjoy reading detective stories, and maybe a policeman in the future.
Question. What does Maria want to be in the future? Ten. I'd like to buy 2 kilos of apples.
All right, it's 5 yuan for a kilo of apples.
Question. How much will the woman pay for the apples? I'd like to buy 2 kilos of apples.
All right, it's 5 yuan for a kilo of apples.
Question. How much will the woman pay for the apples? Eleven. Mike, how do you go to school every day?
I usually go to school by bus, but this morning I went to school in my father's car because of the heavy rain.
Question. How did Mike go to school this morning? Mike, how do you go to school every day?
I usually go to school by bus, but this morning I went to school in my father's car because of the heavy rain.
Question. How did Mike go to school this morning?
Where is Mum? I can't find her anywhere.
She was in the kitchen preparing for dinner just now. She couldn't find any sugar.
Question. What is the mother probably doing now? Where is Mum? I can't find her anywhere.
She was in the kitchen preparing for dinner just now. She couldn't find any sugar.
Question. What is the mother probably doing now?
Can I help you, sir?
I'd like to send the postcard to London, Britain.
Wait a minute. You need a stamp for 9 yuan.
Question. Where does the dialogue probably take place?
Can I help you, sir?
I'd like to send the postcard to London, Britain.
Wait a minute. You need a stamp for 9 yuan.
Question. Where does the dialogue probably take place? I am a school newspaper reporter. Are you a member of the school football team?
Yes. We are training hard for the coming football match in the district.
Great. Good luck.
Question. What are they talking about?
I am a school newspaper reporter. Are you a member of the school football team?
Yes. We are training hard for the coming football match in the district.
Great. Good luck.
Question. What are they talking about? Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false. Can plants learn and remember? Joanna of the University of Western Australia thinks so. According to an article published in a magazine, Joanna and her team did some tests on mimosa, a plant. As we all know, its leaves close quickly when you touch them. In the experiment, they planted 56 mimosas in different pots. Then they dropped some water from a height of 15 centimetres. At first, each time they dropped water on mimosa, the plants closed their leaves. But in the end, the plants didn't close their leaves at all. It seemed that these plants of mimosa learned that the small drop wouldn't harm them. 4 weeks later, the team dropped water on the same plants. Surprisingly, the plants still didn't close their leaves. Did they remember their lesson before? Joanna isn't sure how plants learn and remember. Plants don't have brains, after all. But she thinks that they may learn and remember with some parts of their body, she told the magazine. Can plants learn and remember? Joanna of the University of Western Australia thinks so. According to an article published in a magazine, Joanna and her team did some tests on mimosa, a plant. As we all know, its leaves close quickly when you touch them. In the experiment, they planted 56 mimosas in different pots. Then they dropped some water from a height of 15 centimetres. At first, each time they dropped water on mimosa, the plants closed their leaves. But in the end, the plants didn't close their leaves at all. It seemed that these plants of mimosa learned that the small drop wouldn't harm them. 4 weeks later, the team dropped water on the same plants. Surprisingly, the plants still didn't close their leaves. Did they remember their lesson before? Joanna isn't sure how plants learn and remember. Plants don't have brains, after all. But she thinks that they may learn and remember with some parts of their body, she told the magazine.
D. Listen to the dialogue and complete the following sentences.
Dear, have you got any plan for the coming weekend?
Yes, this is the route I think we can take on our long walk on Saturday afternoon.
Great! How long is it altogether, Mike?
It's about 3 or 4 miles.
That sounds okay. So we start here at the car park and walk along the path to the waterfall.
Right. Then we turn left and walk up this small hill. The view from the top of the hill is worth the climb. We can eat a snack there.
Then we will follow this path down the hill to the old church.
We can spend a few minutes looking around the church. Then we turn right and walk along this path.
This path leads to the cave. Can we look inside the cave?
Yes, we can, but it isn't very interesting.
Then we turn south and come back to the car park along this path.
That's right.
How long do you think it will take us to complete the walk?
I think it will take about 90 minutes, including breaks.
That's fine. Are there signposts along the way, in case we get lost?
Yes, there are. They tell us which way to go and how far we have to walk.
21. Saturday afternoon.
22. Car park.
23. Looking around.
24. 90 minutes.
25. Get lost. Dear, have you got any plan for the coming weekend?
Yes, this is the route I think we can take on our long walk on Saturday afternoon.
Great! How long is it altogether, Mike?
It's about 3 or 4 miles.
That sounds okay. So we start here at the car park and walk along the path to the waterfall.
Right. Then we turn left and walk up this small hill. The view from the top of the hill is worth the climb. We can eat a snack there.
Then we will follow this path down the hill to the old church.
We can spend a few minutes looking around the church. Then we turn right and walk along this path.
This path leads to the cave. Can we look inside the cave?
Yes, we can, but it isn't very interesting.
Then we turn south and come back to the car park along this path.
That's right.
How long do you think it will take us to complete the walk?
I think it will take about 90 minutes, including breaks.
That's fine. Are there signposts along the way, in case we get lost?
Yes, there are. They tell us which way to go and how far we have to walk.
21. Saturday afternoon.
22. Car park.
23. Looking around.
24. 90 minutes.
25. Get lost.